Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
John McClain joins us every Tuesday, presented by FreelandChevy.com, and he's on the line with us to chat about week six, look ahead to week seven some here.
Hey, John.
What's up, guys?
Titans have a young country yodeler, am I correct about this, doing the national anthem on Sunday. Would you be excited to see that?
Hey, yodeler, no.
Yeah. Titans going to have trouble selling tickets to this game based on their recent performance. And
that's
maybe,
nothing to do with the national anthem.
No, maybe on their quarterback decision, and they're topping it off with a young country yodeler.
Yes.
Well, I'll say this. Ken Burns' series on PBS about country music has been fabulous.
I can't wait to see
it. A yodeler in there?
There is a yodeler. Back country music became famous in the 30s, and all the singers could yodel, and Jimmy Rogers was kind of the father of country music. And when I listened to him yodel, and many tried to imitate him, I do not know how they could do that.
John, how would you describe the NFL's issue, or if they have one, with officiating right now?
Well, first of all, there have always been officiating controversies. That's always going to be. Today we see it super, super slow motion and high and higher definition TV. They're calling more penalties than they've ever called, for more yards than they've ever called. And it's one thing to make borderline calls, but to me, it's another thing, like last night, to make calls that are phantom calls. And they think they're right, of course. But remember, back during the league meeting, the coaches voted to have an eye in the sky, and the owners said no. And what that eye in the sky would do is he would see what we do. And last night, when Trey Flowers was called for hands to the face or neck area of David Bakhtiari, the left tackle from the Packers, he would see the replay and see it was a shoulder pad, call down immediately, say it wasn't a face or neck, it was the shoulder pad, wave it off, and then the official would wave it off, and he wouldn't have that. It wouldn't have corrected every bad mistake, but, man, it could certainly help correct others.
Yeah.
And the one about pass interference, Bill O'Brien and Andy Reid both lost timeouts Sunday challenging pass interference. They're not going to make that call unless it's a call like the Saints and Rams in the playoffs that is egregious, that costs a game or a touchdown. Anything else, it's just not going to be called. And so the sooner the coaches realize this, the more they can save their timeouts.
The hands to the face stuff is just garbage. I mean, I saw in the one how you could see it. The hand was on the far shoulder, and you could mistake it, but somebody's got to help him and correct
right.
it. Or New
it
York's
got to
be in his ear.
Then
illegally
again.
Be in his ear.
Bakhtiari did a good job of selling it because he put his head back. Don't know if he did it because of the force, or if they've been taught that as a technique. If somebody gets in the area of your grill, throw your head back like they hit you in the face.
Phone lines are open. Your chance to talk to the man in black himself, John McClain, talking NFL right now. Whatever story you want to ask about across the league, your favorite team, whatever you want to get into, it's fair game. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
John, the story here is, will it be Ryan Tannehill or Marcus Mariota on Sunday for the Chargers? Just from your 30,000-foot view outside looking in, what would you do in week seven?
If you make the change, and it would be easier if Tannehill had not struggled, it would be easier. But once you do it, then if you have to go, you could have to go back to Mariota. But the fact is, you can't let ego get in the way. You have to make the move. you think is best for the team. And it looks to me like Mariota and Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater, there's going to be a lot of veteran quarterbacks out there in this offseason. And but whatever decision Mike Vrabel makes, he's got to do it with the idea that it's permanent. But if that quarterback struggles, don't hesitate to go back to Mariota if indeed he benches him for Ryan Tannehill.
How legitimate is the Deshaun Watson MVP talk right now?
He had a bad game against Carolina, and also he had in the Carolina game, and we blamed a lot of that on Bill O'Brien, but he overthrew two receivers who were wide open. And then he had the fabulous game, 426 yards, 5 touchdowns against Atlanta. And then he came back in Kansas City through his first, through two interceptions, his second and third of the season, both in the end zone. One a great play, one a bad pass. And he ran for two. He's got 5 touchdowns rushing, which equals last season. And he's been very, very smart with the ball. And if the Texans keep winning, then he should be in consideration. Right now, I would put Russell Wilson first, and I'd put that next group. I would have Watson, Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Rodgers, and probably still Patrick Mahomes. But the Chiefs are struggling big time to stop the run and to run the ball. Everything is on Mahomes, and he's playing with a bad ankle, and so it's hard for them. The Texans allowed the Chiefs the lowest time of possession at home since time of possession became a stat in 1977.
Watson is not getting sacked at the rate that Marcus Mariota is, but he is getting sacked, and he certainly is getting hit. Titans giving up 4.8 sacks a game, Houston giving up 3. So almost 2 sacks a game different. Watson finds a way to make plays behind bad protection. He's not had great protection in his career, period. Mariota obviously has not either. I'm trying to tell people, look, here's the difference. You know, you can blame things on the offensive line, and certainly there's a lot of things that are at fault here. But here's a quarterback down in Houston who's got bad protection, who's finding a way to make plays.
Watson hadn't been sacked in his last 2 games, and he's only been knocked down twice.
So they're getting better.
Since they settled on their starting 5, he's been sacked twice in 3 games, both the Chargers. In the last 2, they've had 1,164 yards, and he's thrown for almost 700. So the pass protection is better. He's also getting rid of the ball quicker. He's got a lot of playmakers. Their tight ends have caught more touchdown passes than any tight ends in the league. And Will Fuller, after having his greatest game the game before, dropped what we thought should have been 3 touchdown passes at Kansas City, or Watson's stats would have been even better. But, yeah, you've got to be able to make plays off schedule, whether it's with your legs or buying time, and Watson is really good at that. He's not good like Aaron Rodgers, but he's good. He's been getting better. He's also better at sliding. And he's running. He's running, but not recklessly. And he's not taking any bad hits. He's been very smart about going down, and that wasn't the case last year.
Johnny, welcome.
Well, greetings, Man in Black of the Lone Star State.
Greetings.
First, on behalf of Nashville, we think you're great. So my question for you, sir, or rather, with their fans, do you concur? Has Jason Garrett finally met his fate?
I don't think he'll be fired during the season. I think on the last year of his contract, if he doesn't make the playoffs, he's gone for sure. I think if he makes the playoffs and loses, he's gone for sure. I don't know if Jerry Jones would let him be a lame duck in the last year of his contract if he was confident he was going to bring him back, no matter what Jerry Jones says publicly.
Johnny, have you ever had someone ask you a question in poem?
Have not. I've had people rap. Hey, let me ask you guys
something. So casual.
Just each of you give me a name. Mariota or Tannehill?
Oh, we're pretty unanimous here, Tannehill.
Okay, what do y'all think Vrabel will do?
Tannehill.
Tannehill.
I don't think he wants to go back and forth. But, John, this is an offense that scored 7 points in the last two games, and they've really had three solid quarters of play all season. Fourth quarter against Cleveland and the first half against Atlanta. I think in order to change up the offense, which they have to do, the time would be to go with their backup who started 88 games. That's the luxury that they have this year that they didn't have the last couple of years with their backup QB. They can actually turn to someone who's started some games and has performed at a high level at paces throughout his career.
Here's my thing, John. They need to draw some fuel from the quarterback, and he's got no fuel for himself, better yet, for the rest.
Well, that's why John Robinson signed Ryan Tannehill, and I think most people thought it was a terrific move just for such an occasion or, of course, because of an injury.
And, you know, I think also to factor in why you can also make the change now, you've got a defense that's not allowed more than 20 points in any game. And it's playing at a very high level. So you know you're going to be in contention to win games. If you can just put up a touchdown or two, that's all they're asking for. And right now the offense can't reach, you know, the opponent territory.
They need a spark. I'm going to give you guys a quick example. In 1993, the Oilers started 1-4 for the only time in Warren Moon's history, got benched, and they won in New England. And then the starter got hurt, Cody Cross, in the backup. Moon came back in. They didn't lose again in regular season. But sometimes making a change, as you know, just provides a spark. And a lot of times it's subconscious with your teammates, but it just gives a little juice to where there wasn't any. So I can't wait to see if Mike does it, the response that he gets from the rest of the players. And I bet it'd have an effect on the defense as well.
And who knows? Maybe they turn back to Mariota, but I made this point earlier in the show. I mean, if you're going back to your original starter that you've had for the last 5 years, I just announced that to begin the week. I don't need to meet on it. And it would be everything but an emotional decision to just stick with the starter, to me.
That's a great point. Great point.
Let's go to Chris next up with Chad on deck. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm with you. I'm with Tannehill. I've been done with Mariota since last year. He hit his cap last when he played the Kansas City in the playoffs. He's done. I think Tannehill's the move. You got offensive line needs to beef up a little bit. But with you, Tannehill's had the same offensive line last week, and he started moving the ball. Imagine that. And so, that's my take. And when Vrabel said in his conference yesterday, it's a result-driven business, and if he sticks with Mariota, I don't see how he would. But he ain't producing results. Obviously, Mariota's done. He's a nice guy, like everybody says, but he's done, and it's Tanny time, baby.
I think it'd be good for Mariota to get a new zip code next year. Give him a new lease on life. Same with Jameis Winston. When you've been somewhere 5 years but it's not working, change it.
Phone lines are open if you want to talk some ball with John McClain. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
And, John, I think you make a good point. No matter who starts this Sunday, we're going to see the other quarterback at some point again, even if they go to Tannehill. I think we could see Mariota again.
I think you could, too. Hopefully you don't. If they would plant Tannehill play well, they'd win. But the odds are you would see Mariota again.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. Hey, my question is about Teddy Bridgewater. I felt like when the Saints paid him, they planned on him being the quarterback of the future. But with him paying so well, is there any chance some team comes calling with a trade offer they can't resist? And also, somebody brought up Jason Garrett earlier. Is there any chance that Jerry Jones might back the Brinks truck up to Sean Payton? And would Sean Payton be interested? Thanks.
Now, Sean Payton just signed a new deal. He's not going there. I think he backed up the Brinks truck all the way to Norman, Oklahoma, and try to get Lincoln Riley, the college coach that has owners frothing at the mouth to get. And but I don't know if he can get him. Riley has never come out adamantly and said he doesn't want to coach in the NFL. He's used one of those right now.
We go next to Preston. Preston, thanks for waiting.
Hey, John, a question for you. I think my brother and I were watching the game last night, and it was like you hit the nail on the head, because he and I said the same thing with the hands to the face. It looks like they are trained to just throw their heads back like that, just to, as soon as they got his hands up there, it looked like Bacalera just threw his head back. And the other question I wanted to ask you was, it sounds like that you've got punters like the Titans punter, who's such a good punter. Why they still don't do the coffin corner or the diagonal kicks anymore? When you're that good of a punter and you can punt that far deep, why don't you, you know, use that diagonal kick anymore? And I'll get off.
Every once in a while, you'll see a ball go out 2 or 3 yard line inside the five. They just don't call it the coffin corner anymore like they used to. It's also the hardest kick. You think about it, it's a lot easier kicking the ball high and hoping you get it inside the 10, and your gunners get down the field and are ready to field the ball, which forces the return man to catch it. And it's just a lot easier to do that than when you've got a rush trying to aim the ball across the field to go inside the 5 yard line. It's a dying art.
Brett Kern does it. I mean, like you're talking about, a guy will catch it at the sideline, at the five, at the four, or it'll go out of bounds. But other times, not necessarily at the corner, but he'll kick a ball that goes out of bounds at the 15, at the 14. It's the same difference.
John, thank you as always. We will catch up on Friday.
Guys, thank you very much. I appreciate everybody calling. I look forward to seeing what Mike Vrabel's decision is. And I can't wait to talk to you guys Friday.